Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
As I said before we start, you know, what's the most important thing about my music? I did previous podcasts about stalking, and it's a serious topic. And everything I say is truthful. But the wisdom is that despite what has happened to me, I'm going to continue to make music. That's part of who I am. You know, and this podcast, you know, Dove Knight Legacy and Beyond Goodbye for Now, it's been released. Of all my songs I've released in the past 8 years. 10 years. So, you know, I did so many videos, I did so many albums, and being an artist, this is what I've done. I work very hard on every song. Every song I've written, co-written, and I paid it out of my pocket. Meaning, it's not just that I wrote it and helped write and produce it, or wrote it by myself. I paid it out of my pocket. It's part of my soul. I don't, you know, when I do topics, I do lots of topics, but Dove Knight Legacy and Beyond is what it is. It's part of that dream. As I mentioned before, I came out to Hollywood with that dream. It has been a difficult undertaking to go for a dream, but it's part of who I am. You know, it's part of, you know, the process. When I was young, when I was a child, I got influenced by the music of the day. When I was growing up, you know, it was, you know, the beginnings of hip-hop, but I was influenced by the rock and roll. Mm-hmm. Glam metal, grunge, and I would say that my identity is just rock. You know, I'm influenced by everything, you know, I see. But when I started out in music, and I came out here, I knew that I had to have my own identity. I had to do it for the right reasons. And I did it. I tried for it because I had all the right reasons, all the ambition, and I wanted to create for me. It's coming from my soul. So when I started out, I wrote songs that were deep, rock. You know, and when I was in the clubs, Hollywood and so on, getting on stage singing songs like this. So that was Trauma. So I sang that song at Trauma, the Sunset Strip, and in the Valley Inn in Santa Monica. I was on podcast trying to sing, and with, you know, my other song, I Do Love You, which I will play. But before I get to that, you know, I sang that song Trauma. I sung it and I sung with groups, and it's been a struggle. I was rejected by everybody. You can think of music. No one gave me a chance to get a record deal. Only thing I got signed to was BMI as a songwriter. And I didn't consider myself just a songwriter. Everybody was calling me a songwriter. And I said, I can sing, too. Because it's like, before I can write, I can sing. And then there was, you know, I had to develop my voice. And I went through a period of time of hardship. So much hardship. Even to today, I have effects of going through all that hardship. But, well, it was the price I paid for coming to Hollywood. I feel I deserve more. I had such a bad life. And Trauma was the song about the traumas, the scars, the blood, sweat, and tears of all those struggles I went through. Homelessness, wanting to go on stage, wanting to be a star. I didn't get no recognition, but I had my determination. And now I'm glad I at least got to an indie label status that allows me to release my records. But I'm still struggling. But that was what Trauma was about. But my songwriting kept developing and developing and developing. And then I made another song called Forever on Through Time. You know, that song you will find on the Dove Knight Legacy and Beyond Goodbye For Now. It is my final album for 2022. I'm going to say that I recorded several songs besides Trauma. Let me get you. I was on a stage where I was out here 10 years and I was on the compilation. Still, nobody gave me a chance. I believe. It was hard to believe that I had to do something about it. You know, all those 10 years and not finding the right band and the you know, in and out of jobs, finding money, and the dream was elusive. So I... That year, I went back to college. I started working, doing something to enhance my life. And it was tragic. I suffered too much. The hardship was tremendous, the poverty. And, you know, through the trauma song, I also suffered harassment, as I told you with that previous podcast of stalking, but I'm okay. In spite of all the suffering, the lack of recognition, the harassment by some mentally ill stalkers, and, you know, all the stuff, I survived. And I'm glad I survived to write Forever Through Time because it was about falling in love, and I had to write a love song. It was one of the first love songs I've written. But I was glad to do that. But then... Over time, I developed my songwriting, and then I started writing songs like this. Now that was what I written. And another one. I'm going to say this. I was a pop and rock artist. I got into pop because I actually did it with the song I Want You. And I Want You was really such a great song to do. I was a mixture. I like both pop and rock, but when I came out here, I started off with just rock and roll. Then I like, you know what? I really like pop and rock because, I like to mix it up. But also the other reason is because it may give me a better chance than just doing rock and roll, just being one dimensional, just write a rock song and that's it. So pop and rock was who I am. And I love pop music. I always love pop music and rock music. And those songs, I Want You, I Really Want to Get to Know You, and I Really Want to Be With You, is that my song developed, because I wrote about love. But I didn't come to, but I didn't abandon my initial roots of writing rock songs that were serious. You know, that song was about, I reached a point where after 13 years of struggle, I had to write about unique. Because I had my own unique style, but I wasn't given that chance to be in the industry in Hollywood. I felt my dreams in Hollywood were probably over. I didn't know, I thought I would never release music or make music. But the pop songs that you heard, I didn't make those at that time. So I developed, and I finally, after a while, I was able to release it. And then I played the piano, you know, the piano. And, you know, it was a joy to do that. It was a joy to do that. Because I've been doing it all my life. It's part of who I am, you know. It really is.
I really wanna be with you. You make my dreams come true. I really wanna hold you forever, and that's the truth. Oh, you must really do. Oh, you must really do. Oh, you must really do.
I Do Love You, as I mentioned before, early in this podcast, is a song I've written with just the lyrics and melody. I wrote the whole thing. It come from my heart because I love writing love songs. I do. But I initially started off as a rock singer-songwriter who wrote serious topics because I had so much trauma in my life and hardship. You know, being... almost killed and homelessness. These are absolutely the truth. And being a victim of severe stalking by some crazy people who I don't know and all kinds of harassment. And I had such a bad life. So even despite that, I used it to write songs like Trauma, write songs like Outkast, write songs like Tragedy Is Not What I Am. And I've written that because I didn't know where I was going. The record companies didn't, the producers, the managers didn't give me a chance. I was concerned about my future when I did Tragedy Is Not What I Am. And Tragedy Is Not What I Am is just a song about overcoming obstacles, you know, really severe obstacles. It was hard rock. It's my roots.
When I was young, I tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed.
So you can hear that on Dove Knight Legacy and Beyond Goodnight Now. The title is Dove Knight Legacy and Beyond Goodbye For Now. And I want to reiterate that in spite of it all, I have people and I reminded myself that I'm still worthy in this world and I have a dream to go for and I have to live. Because I can't be negative. I had to be positive. So Tragedy Is Not What I Am. It's like a catharsis to release and to be happier and try to go for those dreams. Despite the obstacles, because I have a dream to go to, because I also realize I have one life to live. And, you know, I kept going and going and going and going and going and going. And then I have to, you know, keep making pop music, you know, as well as rock music. And, you know, I have a gift to sing, write, play, produce. I have a gift to use my mind intellectually. I did get my advanced degree. I did get a doctorate. So my life was not in vain. I am still aspiring to do other things, to expand my mind and, most importantly, expand my music, because the music is so important to me. Some people said, why you ain't been out there playing? I've been out there playing for a long time. So I have nothing to prove whether I play out there again or not. Because when you may have been out there several years, over 20 years of performing, and no one gave me a shot, then that's so be it. Even if they don't believe I played or not, that's their opinion. Because I've been out there. And I honestly can say I have. And I played it on podcast recently, you know, I Do Love You. I was in the Hollywood Club not too long ago singing Dreams Gonna Be, which is not on the album, but it's a song I've written. I would say it was written where, truly, honestly, it was written by two people, but we gave credit to the other four songwriters. We were just a jam band. We were not a real band, you know, a band to a legitimate band to go out and play. So I experienced a lot. I paid the price for my music. I was chewed up and spit out so many times and by life itself. Thank God I'm still surviving, even though I'm still suffering from the effects of what has happened. But it is my music and it's my dream. As I said before, you know, what I have or what I don't have, I still go for that dream to realize I can come true, to get that the dream for it to be with a major label, the dream to be on the Billboard chart, the dream to get a Grammy. Those are still dreams I have. But I also realize a more important thing. While, you know, while I was, you know, going through trauma and, you know, stuff like that, I still go through things. I also realize that I have to do what I need to do to better myself still, in spite of the obstacles, in spite of the trauma of dealing with the rejections, the lack of recognition, and harassment by deranged criminals in my neighborhood who were jealous of me. So I had a very bad life. You know, no one, you know, and I'm not even really, I don't even consider myself famous because I'm not somebody who has a billboard hat, but I'm famous in terms of being on YouTube. But that's not an excuse for somebody to stalk me for 20 years for harassment. But I'm going to take that off. What I'm trying to say is that in spite of it all, and honestly, that has happened. I'm not making up no stories, and I had a very bad life. But in spite of it all, I have to be positive because I only have one life to live. I could have easily looked at, I could easily look at people who had similar lives and people who killed themselves and people who, you know, who gave up. And you know what? Looking at them and looking at their life, it's understandable. Life is very hard, but I didn't want to do that. I wanted to be positive, continue with my music, make music, and go for dreams. Because I only have one life to live, and I don't know how long I'm going to live, but I do know that sooner or later I am going to, by natural causes, leave this planet. I won't be no longer alive and going to be dead. And when I die, I'm not coming back. I'm going to be gone forever. Every human being, every animal is going to go, live, and be born, live, and die. Just about. So what I'm trying to say is I have to make the best out of it because life is too short. But the time that I'm on this planet, because I don't know when I'm going to die or how long I'm going to live because there's no guarantee. But while I'm living, I'm going to make the best out of what I have is to continue to dream and go for dreams and do the best I can. And not just do the best I can, it's continue to live my life to the fullest and be positive despite having a bad life. Because Dove Knight Legacy and Beyond Goodbye for Now is a product of that genius that I have and that talent. And that can't be taken away. I was told long time ago by another person not to let someone take my dreams away. And I see it in the last few years, the last decade or so, where people wanted to do just that, take my dreams away. And I can't do that. Life is too short. I have to be positive. I have to be, you know, do what I need to do. Keep away from negative people. Keep away from criminals. Keep away from evil people. Keep away from crazy people. Because I have to stay stable. I'm feeling the effects of all that from my life, from all those experiences. But I'm a human being. And I'm an artist. And this song, the songs on Dove Knight Legacy and Beyond, Goodbye for Now, the album, is for you to buy and to enjoy. You can listen to it for free on Spotify if you don't have the money. You can buy it for a dollar or less than a dollar. It's for you. It's my legacy. What I'm going to leave behind, hopefully for generations to come. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.